Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome. Good day. Oh, we're going to have some fun today. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine, in just minutes, your voice, my voice, will be heard by any listeners in any country in the world. And today's show, are you ready? Cold showers. Now, the minute I said that, what did that conjure up in your brain? I truly want you to weigh in. Call in on 347-637-36. 789. Cold showers. Now, what was the first thing that came to your mind? Now, come on. Tell the truth. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. The website's simplyageless.net. And KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Cold showers, August 16th. The show is archived. So after the show, you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 16th, cold showers. This, my dear. I found this article. You know, I subscribe to the New York Times, and in their magazine, I have to tell you, it took my breath away. It left me speechless. I thought, what on earth could they possibly be thinking of about a cold shower? Most people like to promote the physiological benefits of an icy cold shower, but what they really improve is your mind. A cold shower will improve your mind. I had a meeting this morning. I live in Wisconsin. And this gal said, oh, Kath, I just really need to talk with you. She had a little issue. And she said, but I have to take a shower first. So I said, okay. So she came over in our allotted time. And I said, Miss B, or Miss L, did you know that ending your shower with an icy cold splash of that water will improve your mind? And she looked at me as though I inhaled. And I have to tell you guys, it left me speechless. It truly never, ever appeared to me. And in my wildest imagination, I would never think of an icy cold shower that improves my mind. So I've added it to my daily routine. I love the soothing hot showers. Oh, you know, especially on your back and your shoulders. And then I have to muster up all of the strength to turn the knob to icy cold. Whew. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic is cold showers. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. So what's your take on ice-cold showers? Can you add it to your regime? Do you want to improve your mind? Now, come on, we know that cold, icy showers are good for your skin, your emotions, your metabolism, or whatever else. So, when I jumped in the shower, I bravely twisted the temperature knob all the way to the unfamiliar side of the dial, because that side I usually leave for when I'm going to water my plants and I'm filling the watering can. Oh, I took a deep breath. No, I didn't start out with a cold shower. They want you, the powers to be, want you to start out with a cold shower, but I'm a novice. I'm a little bit of a scaredy cat. So I took my shower and I turned the knob and I went, oh, good God. My entire body puckered and I gasped. Well, I turned the knob back to hot warm and declared my investigation complete. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. The websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. And be sure to click on all of the buttons and don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original. And don't forget to log on to the books. And the first one, and these aren't all nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Now, I don't talk about cold showers in that. I may have to do an addendum. The book is available. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment and no costly operations. And once you've learned my all-natural methods and techniques, they're yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. Scroll down to choices. Oh, the Elixir of Youth is available as an e-book and a hard copy, and you get it by contacting me, emailing me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to choices. It's available at Author House, a tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice choice challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. What can you learn from choices? Oh, you can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. We're living longer, but the quality of life eludes so many. And choices will help you. Make you aware that you're not in this life all alone. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. Available at Author House. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Traverse the Masai Mara and the Serengeti with Rick and I. And God's preferred creature, Luca the Lion. It needs to be a stage play. Now, part of that book is fiction and nonfiction. And it's up to you to decide what is fiction and what isn't. Available at Ex Libris and Amazon. Now, while you're on Amazon, click on 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, and I'm Chapter 3, The Passionate Warrior, Aging with Style. You know that my mission and passion is to redefine, change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never, ever glamorized. Who said that you can't be sexy and simply sensational and handsome at age 60 plus? My mission is to redefine that. Some time ago, I think it was in the 1980s, someone asked me to give myself a title that would support my mission statement. at that time, my mission in life was to help everyone look and feel younger and better longer than they ever thought possible. And that has to do with my perception today and mission. Men, women, people of all ages, ethnicities, almost immediately, like a rocket zooming, I got my title, The Passionate Warrior. I am a passionate octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude, going on age 30. So don't ask me where it came from, because I don't know. Well, who knows? Maybe I was a passionate warrior in a former life. And passionate means having, showing strong feelings. Oh, that's me. I shoot from the hip. Hot-tempered. What? I see myself as calm, even-tempered. Well, not according to my friends and associate who labeled me type A-plus personality. Oh, how rude. Ardent and tense. Okay, I could live with that. Sensual. Devoted to the pleasures of the senses with passion. I encourage everyone who is inclined to make pleasurable changes in their lives that support my mission statement. On the basis of my track record, I have strong feelings on what the concept of aging is and should be. I definitely become disenchanted with those who have settled in to give in. Raymond Charles Barker, a theologian, put it this way. The danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept what they are, and they stop visioning where they want to go. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Go take a cold shower. It will improve your mind. I definitely champion changing old, worn-out trends that are not in sync with current discoveries and proven principles related to enjoying every minute on this planet in good health, good everything, longer than you ever thought possible. Now, I'm inviting you to join me with an open mind to embrace the new and eradicate old, archaic thinking and trends that will keep you locked up and a prisoner forever, living in the past. The form is changing. You see, my mission is to teach dedicated, proven methods and techniques to all who want to look and feel younger through their anti-aging, ageless for life concept. You could get a chapter of it by logging on to simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and click on ZBooks. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and the topic is cold showers to improve your mind. I'm going to digress for a moment because I will get back to, you have to admit, come on, how many times have you avoided a cold shower? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Close your eyes and listen to my voice. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour show on Blog Talk Internet Radio? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. This is for everyone, stay-at-home mama and papas, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, business owners, corporations. It doesn't matter who you are. Do you want to write a book? Do you want to become an author, a contributing author? But does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? You already know what my mission and passion is, to change the perception of aging. But this is all about you, where you are the star. Imagine sharing your story with the world. You own it. It's yours. Internet Blog Talk Radio is a very powerful marketing tool. Because you see, once you and I have connected, you have to get in touch with me, KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net, and we pick a day and a time, and I work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. There is a modest fee. And then once we decide what we're going to do, and we do a rehearsal, no commercials, no nothing. It's your show. You are selling you. You are provoked. You're paying homage to your expertise. And after your show is over, it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to email the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Let that be your intention. Go and take a cold shower and see what you come out with, because it improves the mind. It kind of startles you and shocks you into making a decision. Don't be a procrastinator. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood. Iron Workers and Impact, I want you to feel the energy. Titans, shaping and bridging the future. Giant Titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Domperion of the Trades, Iron Workers International. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers, and I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's for you guys and gals. Log on ironworkers.org. And don't forget, the CD is out. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I pay homage to the strength and the creativity of the iron worker. And then I segue down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, recognizing the athleticism of the ballet dancer and the fluid movements of the swan. It's available by getting in touch with me, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind original designs, wire art sculpture, leather work, hand-built, custom-designed by your requisition. For more information on the Bon Vivant, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Have a little issue, AH Tax and Ameritech. .net. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. I want more and more people to know that, even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. The quality of life eludes many. Darlings, it doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my all natural methods, techniques with them? They're easy to learn. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Imagine an octogenarian, a dynamic octogenarian fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 60, sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined. Come on, join me on my mission and passion. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome after 60 and beyond? The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old today is now the new face of the 40, 50. The questions that I'm always asked, what's in it for me? How long does it take? What does it cost? Where's the proof? Get the elixir of youth, secrets of a spring chicken, by logging on to simplyageless.net and read a chapter and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and get in touch with me via email, KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net, and there's still time to call in. Cold showers really improve your mind. 347-637-3789. Another author extraordinaire is Edith Nam. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Consortium of Home-Based Businesses. They're exploding. You don't need a college education. You're smart enough, and you could start yours without investing huge capital. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. And it's a great way to introduce your children to finance. Did I pique your interest? Imagine the CEO of your very own business. Be sure and get in touch. You need the formula. Listen to me, darlings. You need the formula. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. This is from a guy in New York, and I want to share with you his story. I have to admit, I avoided cold showers for months. And then his apartment had a plumbing problem, and I was forced to remove the case and started to take cold showers. What did I notice? I noticed a significant, though perhaps unintended, change in my disposition toward the outside world. Now, how could that possibly happen? How could that happen? Okay, he's been taking cold showers now for a couple of months, and he's noticed zero changes in his skin or spirits or metabolism. But this is significant. It didn't happen overnight. This isn't going to happen the first time you take a cold shower. And you have to kind of ease your way into it. Start with a warm shower and end with a cold. But this is what this guy noticed in New York. A significant, though perhaps unintended, change in my entire disposition toward the outside world. At almost every moment of the day, I'm accompanied by a pair of pendulant, melodramatic children in my mind's back seat. So how do you feel about taking a cold shower? Now, all of this is, he's describing this in his mind's eye. And he said that the cold shower did not turn me into a robot. Instead, it has freed me from the prison of unexamined preference. Okay, it's liking and disliking. And once you have seen this fact clearly, that liking and disliking are fakers, the whole world begins to bloom with possibility. How many projects that you would like to start, languages you would like to learn, conversations you would like to have, are walled off by unscalable barriers of aversion? So I'm asking, how many hours of procrastination, how many years of unreturned phone calls have you poured into the avoidance of a few moments of discomfort? How many diet-busting donuts, marriage-wrecking affairs, career-destroying crimes have been undertaken simply because someone fell for liking's charming patter? The cold shower, with its few materials and its compact lesson plan, stands ever ready as a model of overcoming. So the lesson that this guy learned that he wanted to share with all of us, and I quote, he says, "I see how easily a call to overthrow liking and disliking could shade into stoicism. I'm so stoic. And to claim that you should feel the same about a slap in the face and a kiss on the cheek, I don't think so." But this bears repeating. The cold shower therapy has not turned him into a robot. But he said, "You know, Kathy, it has freed me from the prison of unexamined preference. Liking and disliking, it's your choice. Those adorable frauds need not be flung from the vehicle. They just don't belong behind the wheel. How do you know that you'll dislike it if you haven't tried it? Do not like, do not dislike. All then will be clear." This said a Chinese Zen master in the 8th century, when presumably hot showers are few and far between. And this guy in New York said, "I first encountered the line years ago, and it struck me as somewhere between bewildering and nonsensical. Now, after a few dozen cold showers into my Zen education, it seems to me the height of wisdom, a credo to live by, maybe against my better judgment. But I have to tell you, the truth is, I like it very, very much." Are you fearful? Are you so in your comfort zone that you become comfortable with uncertainty and infinite possibilities open up in your life and yet you won't walk through it? Is it fear? We all have them. Are you afraid of taking a cold shower? You know, having fears is a normal part of life. I want to eradicate them. But if we allow our fears to prevent us from living a full life, we lose out on much of the joy and excitement of living. There's a book out, I Am, by Howard Falco, that writes, "Your story will be your story until it was your story." And we learn to move beyond fear, the unknown, and you don't know what's going to happen with a cold shower, and no, you're not going to have a heart attack or anything, but I'm not medical, so talk with your doctor first. Did you hear me? If you're going to take a cold shower, check with your doctor first. When we learn to move beyond our, oh, I don't know, we can change our story from one of limitation to one of expansive, and it's kind of the end is living. Well, we're the authors, so we get to decide when a rewrite is necessary and take baby steps. But I want to do a medical disclaimer. Please check with your doctor first. Nelson Mandela wrote, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." So if you're fearful of a cold shower, take it and see what happens. "The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Are you afraid of cold showers? How can we conquer fear? We can develop a practice. We learn to trust in spirit and believe in yourself and develop a faith. that allows us to put fear in our rearview mirror. Are you ready to take the plunge? Are you ready to take a cold shower? Until tomorrow, this is Kathy. Au revoir. Awesome.